You've orchestrated this because we've got Nathan Fiend coming on from the Dolphins right now, who is an expert at these trivia questions.
Becoming that. You get this every time, don't you? So, after the break, after your break.
Well, so Nathan, which number did Michael Jordan wear upon returning to the Chicago Bulls after his stint in pro baseball? Now, Heels has written a number down on a piece of paper here, and I'll ask you as well. Any idea?
All right. Yeah, boys, I think I've got it. I think I'm pretty confident with it as well. I think it's number 45.
Fields?
45.
And that's the number that Fields has written down.
Beanie, well done. Well done. We both got it.
Thanks, Fields. Get me on any time. I love these trivia.
And that means that Fields wins the week, goes to a 5-2 lead. And, Nathan, it's been wonderful to talk to you this morning. So, hey, mate.
Thanks for having me, Pat. All good.
Hey, I know you've got the super coach has called a meeting and we haven't got you for too long. How is his demeanour? How is he going?
No, very excited. Just like everyone at the club, you know, obviously very keen to get things underway this weekend. Big game at Suncorp Stadium against the Cowboys on Sunday afternoon. And, you know, everyone's, I guess, bubbling with excitement and anticipation for what the season holds. And, you know, after those games in Las Vegas last week, you know, I know everyone's very keen to get into it. And, yeah, the boys are training well. You know, Wayne's picked his side for round one. And, yeah, we're rocking and ready to go.
All right, we'll talk about the game in a second. I'm not bubbling with excitement, obviously, as Tommy Gilbert. Just give us a couple of words on the devastation, mate, that he must be feeling.
Oh, that's the word. We're all just gutted for him. Absolute devastated for him. Yeah, look, it's not nice when you know, players get injuries and you know, such long ones after coming back from from his shoulder last year as well. He worked extremely hard to get himself back on the field, and you know, I guess one thing we do know is that Tommy is a very committed, you know, professional young man, you know, that'll just get on with it, and he'll knuckle down and work hard, and he'll be there to support his teammates doing the job on the field. But yeah, when he went down over in New Zealand in the trial, yeah, we're all just devastated for him. But you know, life goes on, and it opens up an opportunity for someone else. And you know, Max Plather, you know, comes off the bench this week. He gets an opportunity in Stoney. Is there and thereabouts. So, yeah, look, while it's disappointing, you can't sort of dwell on these things. And, you know, Tommy will be focused on his recovery. But, mate, we just have to move on and, you know, plan ahead for the Cowboys this weekend.
Yeah, good call. Keep an eye on him. Mate, that reserves list of yours is ballooning. That's a nice thing. Wallace, Avarillo, Katoa, Aitken, Keeley. You know, you have got some choice now.
Yeah, Heels, we've got some real depth. And, you know, that was the exciting thing coming into the preseason. You know, some of those signings that we did get through the back end of last year, you know, have definitely added to the squad, and that competition for spots is really live. You know, Jakey Avarillo, you know, from the Bulldogs, scored a heap of tries. He's got speed to burn, you know, just misses out. But, you know, Tessie, he's done everything right throughout the off-season, and he's put his hand up with young Jack Bostock, who had a wonderful trial period, you know, especially that game over at the Warriors. So, yeah, some really tough decisions for Wayne. But, you know, from our point of view in terms of the depth, it's definitely there. And, you know, it just keeps everyone on their toes in terms of, you know, their training performance and moving forward with what we need to do. You know, I guess, yeah, you know, obviously time will play out, and you know, we'll see what happens over the course of the year. But you know, at the moment we've got 17 fit guys there, with you know, another few chomping at the bit trying to get that jersey off them.
How's Flegler and Farnworth fitted in?
Oh, perfect, mate. They're really world class professional athletes. You know, in terms of our pack, what Flegs brings, you know, is exactly what we needed. He's that big body. He's got the footwork. You know, he's got that late offload. You know, and he's got that presence in the middle. So, yeah, I think he's going to be really good for us through that middle part of the field. And, you know, Herb is just such a dynamic ball runner. You know, what he can do on the edge, he, you know, makes you know, hard things look quite simple, actually. He's really good to watch, and his skill level is, as I said, is world class. So, yeah, very much looking forward to, you know, seeing those guys go, you know, and how they fit into our system, and, you know, how we actually work around those guys to, you know, try and, I guess, light them up and, you know, try and get them going forward for us.
And I guess support them with the others. You know, that was going to be a question of mine. The new players and your patterns of play, how have they slotted into those roles? You guys, you know, take that for granted, but it might be a big thing for some players and easy for others.
Yeah, they've slotted in, like, really well, Heels. You know, just jumped in and, you know, they're willing to learn, very coachable and, you know, open to what Wayne wants them to do. And, you know, he there's none better than Wayne at explaining, you know, each individual's roles. And, okay, you know, if they could just go out there and do what they've been asked, and, you know, along with everyone else in the team, it puts forward a really good case in terms of your performance. And, you know, if we can do that, we're going to be in most games. But, yeah, looking forward to this week. As I said, it's, you know, it's really exciting just to see, you know, not just those guys, but everyone, you know, get through the preseason and now it all starts for real. So we're really, really looking forward to Sunday afternoon at Suncorp.
Yeah, look, to be fair, most picked themselves, but in the halves you had a few decisions, obviously with Tessie and Avarillo, but Cody Nikorima gets the shot at six.
Yeah, he does, mate. He's been in, you know, another one that's been really impressive through the preseason. You know, his skill level and, you know, the attacking flair that he brings to our team is, you know, definitely something that we've, you know, that Wayne considered in making the decision. You know, Isaiah's got a massive future and he's definitely the future of our club. But, you know, at this point in time, Wayne just felt that Cody and what he can bring with his experience is what we need at this point. You know, but that doesn't mean, you know, things won't change. So, you know, Cody understands the pressure and, you know, Sean and Millie's there or thereabouts as well. He had a really good preseason as well. Okay. He was looking sharp, but unfortunately went down with a little hamstring injury just before the trials, which sort of put him out of action. But, yeah, he's definitely in the mix as well. So everyone needs to be on their toes and playing well week in, week out to get that Dolphins jersey.
Feeney, like, last year was a season of close finishes, some losses, and squandered leads, right? How does a team get better at that?
Yeah, look, I think you just have to go through it sometimes, Heels. You know, Wayne's big saying is we don't lose, we learn. You know, and as long as we're doing that and moving forward and we're not making the same mistakes week in, week out, we're developing as a footy team and moving in the direction that we want. So, look, I think, you know, that added experience with Flegs and Herbie coming in, and, you know, they were involved in the Broncos, obviously, big run to the grand final last year.
Yes.
You know, not getting over the line. They've got that burning desire to, you know, go one better and try and hold up that trophy. So I guess when you get, you know, those type of guys along with, you know, our guys that sort of learn a few tough lessons last year, it can add up to, you know, a really strong mindset and a really strong culture. So hopefully, you know, that's the case and it transfers into our game and, you know, we can be a bit better in those big moments.
On the other side of the ledger, you get a Cowboys side that are almost on the rebound, mate, aren't they? Were disappointing last year. They've copped it. And, you know, there's a promise from the North that they're going to be a lot better this season.
Oh, mate, they're always tough. And, you know, these Queensland derbies, you know, they're always great to be a part of, you know, whether you're a player or on the coaching staff. And, yeah, look, you know, it's hard at this stage to get a really good gauge on where everyone's at. But, you know, what we do know is that, you know, they're going to be in the same boat as us. They're going to be fitter and stronger and, you know, better than what they were last year. So, yeah, we just need to sort of wind it back and concentrate on ourselves and just be ready for anything that they do throw at us. They got, you know, too many players, classy players to be, you know, sort of held back, you know, so I'm expecting them to be a lot better than what they were last year, especially the way they finished last year. You know, they did awesome throughout that early part of the season, but just sort of fell away. But, you know, they would have went through the same reviews and that sort of thing that we did. And, you know, as I said, they'll be bigger and better this year. So. Yeah, it's got all the makings for a cracking game of footy on Sunday afternoon. And, yeah, can't wait to see you boys out there.
Yeah, well, Paddy might be out there. I'm stuck on the Goldie, but yeah, I would get there if it was a 4:30 match maybe. But anyway, 3:05. It is a cracker at round one. What a great match to start with. And all you can be at this stage, Nathan, is happy with your standards. Has everyone got that down pat? Practicing standards and practice game standards are good.
Yeah, we've been driving it. You know, we wanted to build on what we did last year, and you know, everyone's a year wiser, and you know, knows Wayne's expectations around you know what we need to do on the field, and you know, within that, your own individual role. So, you know, if we can, you know, if we can get out there and just execute that, and you know, play and be the team that we all know we can be, we'll definitely you know, be in the mix. You know, I'm not saying we're going to win the comp by any stretch, but you know, things happen throughout the season. We just got to keep building and getting better and better week in, week out. Mm. And, you know, you just never know. You dare to dream, don't you?
Yep.
Hey, mate, really appreciate it. I know the super coach is calling in. From some of the TV footage I've seen this year, he can be a little cranky at times. We don't want to get you in trouble.
Heat's got to him.
Yeah, that's it. He has put his little cranky pants on this year, old Uncle Wayne. But, yeah, if I don't get into this meeting, boys, I could be on the feeling the brunt of it, so I better run.
We've got a spare seat here, mate.
Blame me. Thanks, Feeney.
Thanks, boys. Talk soon. Have a good one.
We're back. It's Breakfast with Pat and Heels, powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and their Land Pride attachments. Heels?
Mm. And the fins. I don't think you read this out, Paddy, did you? It's from Matt. Just letting know, Ken Rutherford, for example, know going to Fins v Cowboys. The Fins hang out at Hotel LA.
No, I mentioned that.
Oh, okay.
I did give that a plug. So,
well, yeah, if they're going to hand out fins again? They're going to redo the fins for early season? I hope so.
I'm not sure.
Imagine that in the crowd again. It's not just a first-year marketing ploy, surely.
Well, I reckon they will for sure.
Yeah, hope so.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Fins, Jesse Bromwich had his say about Tessie New, who we know came back just carrying a little bit of extra. And Wayne, along with Tavare, sent him to Chopper Burgess, which is always a fearsome prospect, to lose a little bit of weight. And he's now got the nod in the centres ahead of Jake Avarillo. So, Jesse Bromwich, please, for Tessie.
Well, firstly, I think, you know, with Tessie, I know the coaches sat him down at the start of preseason and, you know, had a few words for him and a few words to him and wanted him to hit a few goals. And, you know, he's certainly done that. He's impressed. Not only the coaching staff, but all the players as well, with his, you know, determination to get those done. So, you know, he's had a really big preseason, and I think he'll be up for a really big year.
He's certainly looking in good shape. So, well done, Chopper. Excellent.
And as you said, there is that big hint of now a little more depth there, particularly with the arrival of Avarillo, Farnworth, and Flegler. You wouldn't have seen last night, but Webby did a piece on 7 years last night with Flegler.
Farnworth was on nine. I must have been on nine and I had Farnworth.
Okay, well, a couple of old props, well, a young prop and an old prop sitting down together. It was good. It was, you know, a lot of respect there.
I bet.
He's expecting big things. And speaking of, you know, famous names in footy around this place, Max Plath, of course, gets a spot on the bench, which is great. And I'm certain his dad will be delighted. This was Jesse Bromwich talking about Max Plath.
Yeah, well, he's probably the one, you know, out of the lot that had that huge preseason. He, you know, I think he led everything in terms of the fitness department, all the long runs. You know, it's been hot up here, and he's always out the front setting the standard. So Wayne really enjoys, you know, those types of players. Obviously, with Tommy Gilbert out, we're going to miss a lot of that in our team, and I think Plathy brings, you know, a bit of what Tommy can do. So we're obviously going to miss Tommy. I hope his recovery goes well, but we got to keep moving on.
And is that the best place to put the press conference? In the Moreton Bay bus depot? It's like, I hope Plathy is exactly like his old man. Geez, he could run on and play anywhere, couldn't he?
Well,
he would have a crack at the lot.
Well, obviously, he might be a little different to his dad if Jesse's saying that he's one of Wayne's favourites, because Jay Plath did just test Wayne's patience occasionally.
Push some
when
buttons.
He was at the Bronx. But, the guy they used to call the super sub, he could play just about anywhere on the field and play just about anywhere on the field very, very well. So, yeah, son of a great Bronco. Four-time premiership winner, Johnny Platt.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's amazing, eh?
Yeah.
So now, Flegs, when you were watching Webby and Tommy Flegler go, did he have little raccoons? You know, he's got fair complexion. Did he have little raccoon eyes, red eyes? You know,
didn't really notice.
Like he'd been in the sun?
No, I got to say I didn't really notice.
Well, Farnworth did. Herbie had, but he's English, so maybe, and he spoke really well of his family. They watch all the games and the little fan club for the Finns, and he's happy to be there now. He almost achieved a lot of things with the Bronx, but there's still plenty to do now. But I reckon the Dolphins, more than anyone, do their press conferences, and they're the reddest in the face. So I reckon... I reckon they've been flogged. They've been flogged all pre-season. They deserve good things.
It's a very astute observation. Hey, if you're just joining us this morning, and it's now 7:26, obviously updates on the two big scandals, I suppose, in Australian sport at the moment. New vision that Fox showed last night on the Spencer Lynn-Ezra Mam clash, and you can see Broncos players in the near vicinity reacting. So you've got to think that there is something in these allegations, and one of them is the Broncos coach's son, the hooker. So, you know, he's just saying that basically, if need be, I will back up. So Billy Wilder's saying, if need be. So, you know, and what we said, if Lenu pleads guilty, there's probably no need for witnesses to come in. The judiciary will just decide on his fate. But if he pleads not guilty and we get a, you know, a trial-type situation in the judiciary, then witnesses will be called, and Billy Wilder's saying, yes, he is happy to go along. And
the next step of that is, you know, what am I pleading guilty to? Racism? Or am I pleading guilty to saying something, right?
Yeah.
So then they have to work out, is it racism? And, you know, does he understand racism? No. Yeah. And then there'll be an education piece to this for sure, and you know, maybe not a super high. Don't be too, you know, concerned and preoccupied with the punishment, you know, and whether it's half a season, like Latrell's saying, and et cetera, et cetera. It might not have been a racist motivation at all, but he said the wrong things and he's offended someone.
Yeah.
And now there is a punishment for that, but so we want you to get better. It's something like that. Guilty of ignorance is not a defence, that's for sure, because they've had too much education for ignorance. Laziness.
Yeah. And the other one of the fresh revelations this morning on the Sam Kerr saga, allegedly the Matildas captain and Chelsea striker has called the London policeman a stupid white bee. She's pleaded not guilty, as you know, to a charge of racially harassing the officer. Police say there is body cam video available that will be presented at trial. If they go that far, her legal team is due back in court on April 26th, so just over a month's time, trying to get the charge thrown out, arguing an abusive process, given it's taken almost 12 months to charge her. So that's yet to play out. One thing that has happened is that Chelsea have broken its silence. The manager, Emma Hayes, spoke about Sam Kerr in the last few hours.
I think the first thing I want to say is that, you know, Sam has our full support. She knows that. Yes, it's a difficult time for her. Of course, I can't comment it. You already know that. What I can say is that I know she's pleaded not guilty, and that I don't want to do anything to jeopardise anything for Sam by speaking about it. And for that reason, I'm sure you can appreciate that's all I'm going to say on the matter. But
and it has been reported, Paddy, that Chelsea didn't know about it. So that it is new for them as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she was apparently charged 6 weeks ago, and that's why they're claiming abusive process. But it's been going on since January last year.
Mm.
Yeah, and I've got to say, as I said to you a couple of times, it was when I read it, January, you know, I didn't sort of take in, my mind didn't calculate the 2023. I just said, January, oh, well, it's only happened a few weeks ago, blah, blah, blah. But then no. Look, there's a lot of answers still to come from this. Apparently FA have now spoken to Sam Kerr's manager here in Australia. Hopefully there's been a few answers provided. But right at the moment, it's a massive, massive story, and we're getting more information dribbled through on a daily basis. Coming up to 7:30.
There's a question there for you, Paddy.
From Oscar. Question for Pat. Are the Plaths the first father-son combination that Wayne Bennett has coached in the NRL, and would you be able to name any more? Look, right off the top of my head, no, but my memory for these things is notoriously bad. Oscar, if you're asking the question, you probably know the answer. So we'll discuss while we listen to Vanessa on the news. I haven't heard any word from Oscar yet. Grant's come through. If Heels was coaching the Finns, he'd insist on the players going home and moisturising their faces after training. Used to be the oil of Yulian, I think.
Yes, it did. We mentioned that.
Was that your moisturiser of choice, was it?
Yeah, and then they don't make it anymore. Hey, I'm Cetaphil now.
Hey, I think we've got Anthony from Chermside on the line. Anthony, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to comment a little bit about Sam Kerr and the Rooster player. First of all, I'll comment with Sam Kerr. I think everyone needs to wait until it's gone to court and we find out whether she's been found guilty or not guilty of whatever she both basically have been alleged to do, have done. But in saying that, Sam Kerr also has an obligation to inform her employers of if she's been charged with, you know, it's in her contract that if she's been charged. So I don't think she needs to lose her captaincy, but there needs to be some punishment for her deliberately holding this information back from both Chelsea and Australian football.
We had a chat about this yesterday, Anthony. I mean, she is an employee of both. Heels is saying that he said that Chelsea was informed, whereas FA were completely blindsided because we know that the CEO and
Chelsea didn't know.
Oh, Chelsea didn't know either.
No. What was reported, that this is new news for Chelsea as well.
Okay. Yeah, well, Anthony, look, I agree with you on that one. Let's let the court process take place. And if she is found guilty, well, then there's some serious decisions to be made about her future.
And with Leonard, I think too many players have put all their comments on social media, which they're not allowed to do regarding when something's in the judiciary. Everyone needs to let the judiciary do their job. They'll have all the information in front of them and they'll make their judgment.
Yep.
Whether we like it or not, whether he's guilty, not guilty, that's why we're in Australia. We're a democracy. So every person needs to calm down, wait till the facts are all on the table, and then move forward.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to argue with you about that one. I mean, and that's what we've said. We've got the dig a little later on, and that's going to be my dig. Why are we waiting for so long? And I know normally the judiciary is Tuesday night after a round, and this is highly unusual because we've taken two matches to Vegas and then we've had to wait a week for the season proper, I suppose, in Australia to start. So they're sticking by their usual process. But, yeah, with this being allowed to drag out, with social media attacking Lenu's family, et cetera, you know, it should have been done ASAP, in my opinion.
What about Sam Kerr? Yeah, another year.
He's done most things right, but I think because he's allowed it to go on for so long, it's taken away all the good work that's happened at Las Vegas, basically. They're not talking about it anymore.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, thanks, Anthony. Really appreciate your thoughts today. Matt, hey, boys, what are your thoughts on the old AFL trying to take over Rugby League Heartland and all that rubbish? I think people don't care. They either support the NRL or the AFL, or support both. I think it's a waste of money, to be honest. Well, I don't know. Was Vegas a waste of money?
Well, we don't know how much money they spent.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And the ratings figures, which we revealed yesterday, around 60,000 for the first match and 40,000 for the second, even though the second was late on one of the coasts, very late on one of the coasts, on face value, don't look great. Mm. But the
still
hype...
a lot.
Yeah, the hype over here was massive, wasn't it?
Yes. And I saw Steve Mitchell talking about the Titans wanting to be in the queue for maybe next year or whatever, because it gives their corporates and their fans another major moment to be part of.
Yeah, well, of the four, I reckon there has to be a Queensland side. And Kevy has said, well, look, we've sort of done our bit. So, you know, you take the choice.
Yes.
Titans, Dolphins, Cowboys.
And Dolphins missed out on Magic Round last... No, they didn't. Who missed out on Magic Round? Newcastle last year. And out of those three, who would you go? Don't know.
Well, let's see who wants to go for a start.
Okay, well, Dolphins reckon they do, and they're going to look at wait for all the feedback. Right. Titans are in. Who would you go?
I don't know. Maybe Cowboys.
Oh, you've gone outside me too.
Yeah.
Righto.
Maybe Cowboys.
Yeah, well, Dallas. I could train at Dallas.
Bondi Jackson a mood. Jesse Bromett's been a passenger for 3 years. He's saying for Kenny not to make the starting side with Jesse in it is a farce. He's fired up today. And he's fired up here too. Maybe Lenya should say he called the Sook Mam a mug lair or a mug kid or a dumb kid. Good luck to the lip syncers then. Or maybe he was just trying to be descriptive about Mam's style. Yeah, Bondi. Don't know. Well, we're going to find out soon what the Broncos think about it, but we'll find out Tuesday night, which is way too long. But it sounds to me that the Broncos definitely heard something and they're not happy about it. And that will come out if they get a chance to go to the judiciary next Tuesday night. It's 7:37, Heels. We've got Link McCarthy coming up on the show this morning as well to talk about this big one against Carlton. And that's a sellout. And we'll also have...
you're going to that?
We've got Aaron Clark.
What night is it? Friday night, did you say?
Yeah, Friday night.
No, I can't go to that either. Down the Goldie.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go to a cricket luncheon on Friday lunchtime for the Friends of TSS Cricket.
Okay.
And big Damien Medness, who's the former strength and conditioner for the Australian cricket team and the Queensland cricket team and now the TSS school. Isn't that a broad job? Strength and conditioner for a school that have got 9 seriously competitive sports and all the athletics, all the swimming, football, cricket, all the different sports other than that. You know, you've got your tennis, your volleyballs that all be on programs of fitness and strength that you need to monitor. And he's not even that smart. Well, he's interviewing me on Friday lunchtime.
Hey, the other big news, I suppose, now surrounds Alistair Clarkson, of course.
Oh, hey, what's Clarko? What's happening with him?
Well, we know Webster's copped 7 weeks for his hit, which he deserves, even though he's come out and is extremely remorseful, but it was just a shocking look. But, of course, Clarkson was involved then, after the incident, as the Roos coach. And AFL journo Damien Barrett, whose ear is pretty close to the ground on most things. You know, the AFL have offered, obviously, issued a please explain to Clarkson. Let's hear from the CEO, Andrew Dillon, first about what is happening with the Clarkson issue.
Alistair has provided a response to the please explain, which our team, integrity team and legal team have received this morning. They'll be assessing that this afternoon with a view to making a call on that, probably not today, but probably tomorrow.
Okay, so then award-winning AFL journo Damien Barrett, this is his take on it, which we're getting to. He's suggesting that there could be a massive fine for Clarkson over this.
Sometimes Maddie's panel doesn't work, and then it comes up while we're talking. he's in a flap here.
But it's not coming up at this
point. Here it is. Thumbs up.
I'm with you. I don't feel it's worthy of a ban.
Is it a $25,000, $30,000
fine? $100,000.
$100,000.
No, no suspension of it. Just make it $100,000. I mean, it's on $1 million.
Oh, that's a bit rich. Take away 10% of his 10% of his wage.
Yeah, that's and then do you pay tax on 900 or the million still? It sounds like it's pretty untidy performance by Alistair Clarkson to be in there talking to an opposition anyway, and then the language that was used, and he's got some priors. So I don't want 100, but you know, 20. Yeah, as they said, 25.
Well, they say that could come out today.
Yes.
So we'll find out. It's coming up to 7:41. We'll take a break and be back with more. We're back and we're powered by Kubota. You can take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and their Land Pride attachments. Let's get a sports update. Do you want the Champions League, Jacko?
Oh, yeah. Let's start with the Champions League. Manchester City, they are on their way to the quarterfinals. They currently lead 3-1 over Copenhagen of the... Where are they from? Denmark. And 6-2 on aggregate across the two leagues. So Manchester City going through to the quarterfinals. The remaining round of 16 games will be played next Wednesday and Thursday.
No, Real Madrid and RB Leipzig are playing at the moment. It's 1-1 with Real Madrid leading 2-1 on aggregate, and they're into the 90th minute.
Ooh.
So there we go. So that could go either way. Leipzig need a goal to get it back to level.
And I just wanted to talk on those television ratings in the US.
Yes.
Now, a lot of misconceptions going around about, you know, playing and we're going to be broadcasting to 350 million people in the US. Well, Fox Sports 1, which the NRL games were broadcast on, is a pay TV provider. It's a cable TV option in the US.
Mm-hmm.
Only 46% of homes in the US have cable TV. And of those, only 85% actually have Fox Sports or Fox Sports 1 on their cable plan. So it's the US is a big audience, and yes, the figures may have been a little bit disappointing, but it's not as big a viewing audience as has been made out in the lead up to this.
Well, I was led to understand there was, through Fox Sports 1, we could get to 100 million potential American viewers.
It's a lot less than that. It's okay. Somewhere in the
80% of 46%.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the 70 to 80 million percent range. And then also you're talking about late on a Saturday night where, you know, a lot of Americans are going out and have plenty of things to do. So
Going to bed. For the second game. It was way too late.
Let's head over into the world of basketball, where Lauren Jackson, at 42 years of age, just continues to put up astonishing numbers. She's led her Southside Flyers team into the WNBL finals with a 38-point, 10-rebound performance in a critical Game 3 series decider against the Melbourne Boomers, and that's put them into the grand final series against Perth.
Can't we talk her into going to Paris?
Surely, surely. She's still playing her best basketball.
You can't say that.
Well, maybe not a best, but certainly she would have got damn good basketball.
58 and 20. Rebounds must be hard to come by, eh? How many rebounds are in a match, do you reckon? We look into that. And she only got 10 of them. Or was that 10 out of 20 or 10 out of 40?
Anytime you get in double figures for rebounds,
yes, I know.
You've had a good day.
Yeah, they must be so hard. It's hard under those baskets.
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised they don't stand on each other's feet more.
And speaking of going to Paris, there were some leaked photos yesterday of a potential Olympic kit that the athletes might be wearing to Paris. Heels, what are your thoughts?
I've seen the tracksuit top and the plain green shorts. It was bright and plain.
Bright and plain.
I think it wasn't particularly impressive in the glimpse I got of that. And green Dunlop Volley type looking sand shoes.
Ooh.
I don't know what they're used for. The casuals around the village, I'd say that would be the application for the green shoes I saw. But they're not allowed to have much luggage, surely. There's not even enough beds for the athletes. You're not allowed to have a bag.
Will they get branded suitcases?
They
get an issued suitcase?
Yeah, a backsack, not even a backpack.
the uniforms are being released today with ASICS. In Sydney this morning.
And remember last Olympics, I really loved the ASICS work and I went out and bought T-shirt. So, you know, I'm backing them to be better than I saw last night.
We'll head back over to a man that will be most likely going to Paris, Patty Mills. He's found a new team in the NBA.
He doesn't mug around.
Signed for the Miami Heat after he was cut by the Atlanta Hawks. They're currently 6 in the Eastern Conference, and it's going to be good for the Miami Heat to have that veteran Patty Mills presence coming off the bench to
immediately.
He'll go straight away. He'll probably be in the line.
Yesterday.
He'll probably be in the lineup over the weekend.
They're playing against Atlanta?
Oh, they'll have the Hawks at some point. Those teams play each other quite regularly. Oh. And this weekend, boys, the MotoGP season is back for 2024. Woo-hoo. They've got their season opening Qatar Grand Prix, and not going to be much hope unless you're on a Ducati this year. All the preseason testing pointing towards the Ducatis being very strong. The 7-time world champion Marc Marquez is headed across to Ducati. The former champion Pecco Bagnaia.
Marky Mark.
I don't think they'd be able to fit Marc Marquez under the celery sombrero there at the Roosters. I think he's making about $20 million from Ducati, and in his pomp on the Honda, he was around $35 to $40 million a season. So
no way.
Maybe Uncle Nick might have that money under the mattress. But
who does Jack ride for?
Jack rides for the KTM. Has been middling in practice and testing so far. So. Fingers crossed the KTM was doing a little bit of sandbagging during the preseason test, and Jack can find some form along with his teammate, the South African Brad Binder.
Okay, Daryl's been on the line. A couple of birthdays. The Master Blaster, Sir Vivian Richards, turned 72, and tennis champ Ivan Lendl, 64. And on this day in 87, Iron Mike won the WBA World Heavyweight Championship when he beat James Bone Crusher Smith on his way to becoming the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. It's 7:52. If you're looking for height, hire it right. Visit heightforhire.com.au. And also the Hyundai SUV sale event is on right now. For limited time, enjoy $1,500 off selected Tucson's and 2000 off selected Santa Fe and Palisades. Experience their most innovative SUVs with the smart sense safety, the advanced technology and the brilliant design. It's the Hyundai SUV event. Visit your local showroom today, like Zups Hyundai at 1454 Gympie Road, Aspley, and get out there and have a chat to Ben Correa. A couple of texts here, Heels. Rob, a North Melbourne member, Damien Barrett, supposedly a North Melbourne supporter, along with Carolyn Wilson, they've led the media charge to bag North every step of the way. Mm. Yes, the language, the alleged language by Clarkson was inappropriate, but this was a practice match, and the acting that knocked out Captain Simpson was, or Simpkins was way out of the 80s, or was out of the 80s and came in a week when Angus Bradshaw had to retire from the game during the head knock. I fully support Clarkson's actions for his young team. Well, I don't know. From the language he's used, Rob, and the 100K, you're saying that the 100K fine is ridiculous. Yeah, the 100K fine, I don't think that'll happen, but he's got to be censured because the language he used was unacceptable. And I know it was heat of the moment stuff, but he's been involved a couple of times in heat of the moment.
Be interesting to see what the punishment and sanctions were from the last one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he was on a warning then, and so that it just can't be happening. Coaches having crack at players who are hot under the collar, even though they haven't got a collar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about women's cricket? I've been interested in this initiative of Cricket Australia, and I think it's a very good one. A three-day game at Karen Rolton Oval, the gold team against the green team, teaching players to play with the red ball, and, gee, haven't the batsmen done well. Georgia Vole got 200 not out, and she's 49 not out overnight. Two centuries in the other team. It's even pegging. Georgia Vole's team, green, lead by 96 going into the last day. And so they'll probably set them a total and see if they can bowl them out. The bowlers are struggling, though.
Okay.
Good
right.
initiative.
Didn't even know it was on.
Yeah.
It's coming up very quickly to the 8 o'clock news with Vanessa. We'll go deep inside the Lions, Denby, as they get ready to start their season. Sell out at the Gabba tomorrow night against Carlton prelim final rematch. Link McCarthy is going to join us. That's coming up very soon.